The fourth word on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Please be seated. For the 3 hours during which our Savior was on the cross, the sun failed to give its light, and a mysterious darkness enshrouded the whole earth. Thus did the powers of nature proclaim the identity of the Redeemer, symbolized his unearthly sufferings, and protest his innocence to the world. The ninth hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, was fast approaching. The death of Jesus was now imminent, but he has yet to endure the most agonizing of all the dreadful sufferings of his sacred passion. For a brief spell, it seemed that the tender mercy of God, which is above all his works, must step aside and give full sway to the impartial demands of justice. The all-holy Creator must reject its sinful creatures forever, or, in some way, visit that penalty upon the guiltless head of his own beloved Son. Mercy prevailed. And the loving Savior met the full demands of divine justice when it reached its appalling climax in his endurance of the most awful sense of absolute loneliness and abandonment. How the very angels in heaven must have shuddered to witness it. No human being ever experienced its light. It beggars all description. Mary alone came closest to it when Jesus was lost for 3 days in the temple. Yet that agonizing loss, which must be reckoned as her greatest dolor, was tempered with an abiding assurance that he had not gone out of her life entirely. But when Jesus, in his inferior nature, was totally abandoned by his heavenly Father, he sustained the full measure of his passion without the slightest mitigation of any kind. His all-holy, most amiable heart was plunged into a most horrible abyss of the blackest darkness, immersed in the extremest anguish of the most bitter desolation. It was then that he cried out in a loud voice, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Let us meditate upon the causes and reasons which wrung this frightful cry from the dying lips of our Savior. Jesus suffered the awful pain of abandonment to free us from sin and its consequence of everlasting separation from God. To profess to the world in a most striking manner how greatly he loves and desires to be loved by us. To prove his infinite mercy by fully atoning for all our sins. To give us a perfect example of how we are to accept and bear our crosses. Jesus cried out with a loud voice to prove his divinity and at the same time to prove that he was human and undergoing the most excruciating tortures of body and soul. When other men are dying or suffering extreme pain, they lose consciousness or the senses are dulled. Not so our Savior. His perfect mental faculties remained unimpaired, and his sensitiveness to pain increased with each approaching instant of death. Who can conceive the ever-increasing torments of that throbbing, thorn-crowned head? Of those nail-pierced hands and feet? Of that racking fever? Or those countless gaping, bleeding wounds exposed to the raw, smarting air? Who but God himself could make us apprehend the torturing anguish of his soul, made desolate with abysmal desolation? He is alone in unspeakable sorrow, betrayed by Judas, deserted by his apostles, rejected by his people, spurned by the scribes and Pharisees and high priests. He looks into the future and finds himself crucified anew by each and every mortal sin of all generations yet to come. He looks to his sorrowing mother, but her anguish only serves to increase his own. He looks to heaven for comfort, and there is none. For a brief, frightful space of time, which seems like an eternity, he is also abandoned by his heavenly Father. Not even for him, with his infinite capacity for suffering, can there be greater agony. No wonder, then, that he cries out with a loud and agonizing voice, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" All devout souls who strive to serve God faithfully must be prepared to drink deeply of this bitter chalice of desolation suffered by the Savior on the cross. Observing the Ten Commandments most conscientiously, practicing the Christian virtues under all circumstances, actuated at all times by the purest of motives, these good Christians will often find themselves alone, bereft of all sympathetic understanding, on the verge of utter hopelessness and despair. They are misunderstood by their closest relatives. They are deserted by their most intimate friends. They are persecuted by most relentless enemies. They are afflicted with chronic ailments. They are assailed by violent temptations and become a prey to mental tortures. They look to their Heavenly Father for a sign of approval, for a word of consolation, but the heavens are seemingly obscured by the black clouds of despair and utter abandonment. No sign is given, no word is spoken. In such trying torments, they must not yield, but stand firmly with Mary at the foot of the cross and unite their desolation of spirit with that of Jesus. Even though you be spared such acid tests of holier souls, dear Christian, you will not escape the final test of desolation of spirit as you go down to the dark valley of death. In that dread hour, no human power can help you. The riches, pleasures, and honors of the world, which, alas, we prize so highly, will mock you as they vanish from your fading sight and pass into the hands of others. With renewed assaults, the evil spirits will make a final effort to win your soul and suggest thoughts of hopelessness and despair. But at your bedside will be one to aid and console you, Jesus, who taught us how to die. Jesus crucified, who suffered the uttermost abandonment of spirit, that we might not be alone in our death struggle. Jesus, who died that we might have life eternal. Oh, let us not forsake him in the good day, that he may not forsake us in the evil day. Let this be our constant prayer. O good Jesus, be near me when I close my eyes in death. O good Jesus, do not forsake me when I draw my parting breath. Amen. Prayer for self-renunciation and resignation. Please kneel. O Jesus, my beloved Savior, I am filled with confusion when I see thee so abandoned on the hard bed of the cross. I know not what to say. Fear and terror overwhelm me when I reflect upon the multitude of my sins, for which I have deserved to be rejected by thee forever. But in thy infinite goodness thou hast spared me, and by thy grace I can now love thee. I do love thee with my whole heart, and I desire to love thee for all eternity. O most amiable Jesus, who can look upon thee in thy bitter abandonment and refrain from shedding copious tears of sorrow and sympathy? Who can resist the overpowering language of thy divine love? By the merits of thy abandonment, I am firmly resolved to abandon all self-love, that I may love thee alone, to renounce all creatures, that I may serve only thee, to die to myself, that I may live only for thee. O Lord, thou art the way, keep me in the path of salvation. Thou art the truth, preserve me from all error and ignorance of thee. Thou art the life, give me the life of divine grace, lest thy precious blood be shed for me in vain. Thou hast suffered and died for me, a poor sinner, that through thy poverty I may share in the treasure of thy infinite riches. Thy grace is never wanting. I beseech thee, therefore, through thy mother and my mother Mary, to grant me thy grace at all times, that I may so renounce myself that I may be transformed entirely in conformity with thy own divine image. I will no longer complain over any suffering which thou in thy wisdom and goodness art pleased to send me, but I will grieve over the many sins which I have committed and which cause thee such fearful torments. I will deplore the precious time I have lost in the service of the world and in the shameful indulgence of sensuality and self-love. I will weep over the priceless graces I have squandered, the loss of which has caused me to know thee so little and so late. No, dear Jesus, I will no longer complain of the cross thou sendest me, so insignificant in comparison with thine. In future, I will look upon all the trials, adversities, and misfortunes of this life, not as evils, but as blessings in disguise, as a merited chastisement for my sins, as a pledge of thy divine grace and thy special love. Do thou, O Lord, help me to be most faithful to this resolution. Do thou, O Lord, by thy all-powerful grace, strengthen me in my weakness and sustain me in my misery. O Mary, most loving Mother, mediatrix of all graces, do thou by thy intercession obtain for me the fullness of divine grace, that I may remain always united with Jesus in life and escape the dreadful punishment of being abandoned by him in death and eternity. Amen. Please stand. Holy Mother, pierce me through. In my heart each wound renew. Of my Savior crucified, let me share with thee his pain, who for all my sins was slain, who for me in torment died.